We start the show by talking to, well, we've had him on the show a lot of times before already, and I know it's not football season yet, but in the NFL there is no offseason, and we bring on right now Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, welcome back to Eau Claire.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You know, you sent out the draft guide the other day, and I got to thinking, you know, it really is true. There really isn't an off season. We've just spent 3 weeks talking about NFL free agency, and now we're gearing up for the draft here in a little less than a month, and there's no shortage of storylines to go around. And for the Packers, you know, when you were looking at mock drafts, at least prior to late last week, just about all of them kept mentioning, you know, that they're picking a linebacker, but you know, Peter Kahns is on the board at center for him. Well, now they've signed Jeff Saturday, which I guess changes some of the projections for the Packers in their draft spot. When you look at the Packers' first round, I think people are going right back to that pass-rushing outside linebacker type as someone the Packers would grab.
Yeah, you know, certainly the Packers have a need at linebacker. They have a need at defensive line. But I'll tell you what, it's dangerous to predict who the Packers are going to take. Just because they signed Jeff Saturday next week, general manager Ted Thompson sticks to his best player available mantra. He will pick the best available player no matter what position it is. If he thinks Peter Kahns is the best player at number 28, he'll pick him. I mean, he's done it before. He drafted Jordy Nelson back in, I believe, 2008, when the Packers seemingly didn't need a wide receiver at the time with his first draft pick. So, you know, mock drafts are always dangerous, but Ted Thompson's bound to pull a few surprises.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And not only that, this year, they get some additional ammunition in the form of the compensatory draft picks. They get, I think they got four of them. They got one in the third round, I think, or fourth round. So more draft picks for Ted Thompson to play with this year.
Exactly. That's what the Packers are getting known for. You know, they're known for not being very active in free agency. Of course, this year they kind of reversed the trend, signing Jeff Saturday. But traditionally, you see more free agents leaving Green Bay than coming to Green Bay. And the reason that is because of these compensatory draft choices, the NFL actually awards teams for losing free agents. And the Packers recognize that when they don't go out and sign them, they actually get all this extra ammunition in the draft, and that could perhaps, in fact, give them the ammunition to trade up in the draft if they so choose.
Yeah, and that's true, and that's the other point to make is that, and again, you said it, it's hard to predict what Ted Thompson will do in a given draft, but you look at, you know, his history, and they've traded back sometimes, but they've traded up, you know, a couple of instances too, and having more picks just gives you that much more flexibility to either go after a guy you like or pull him up and maybe deal for choices next year if maybe you feel the roster is complete, although, as you've said, the Packers do have needs at several spots on defense and of course, you know, on offense, even with Jeff Saturday there, there's still a need to develop a long-term starter behind him.
Exactly. I mean, with 12 draft choices this year, even if the Packers do trade up a couple times and thereby lose a couple draft picks, it's still going to be a very busy weekend in late April where, you know, even if they trade a few away, they're still going to have 10-9 draft picks, which is more than most other teams. So the Packers are going to be adding a lot of new players regardless.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Every year you'll see players go in, you'll see players go out, and with the Packers, I think it surprises some that, you know, the number of people that actually do wind up leaving Green Bay, I don't find it that surprising, especially when you have guys that are, you know, coming off of, a big season, and how do you reward everybody, especially for a Super Bowl year? That's the other part of it. To stay competitive, you know, after a Super Bowl run, to have the year they did, you know, last year, their core is pretty young, but to keep that depth, too, in place, that's pretty incredible, and that's just really the hallmark of good scouting and good drafting.
It really is ingenious a little bit by Ted Thompson and what the Packers do by re-signing players, by signing them to contract extensions before they become free agents. They actually tend to get a little bit of a discount on the contracts they pay out. You saw it with Jordy Nelson, in fact, just this past season, they signed him to a contract extension, and right now it's proving to be a bargain. They are paying him probably well under what he's worth. They've done it before, the season before, with Desmond Bishop, with Tremont Williams. They did it with Aaron Rodgers when he signed his first contract extension. So, and now guys like Aaron Rodgers are going to be coming up again, Clay Matthews, Greg Jennings. So you're going to see the Packers probably sign these guys to contract extensions sometime before they hit free agency.
And that's the important thing, is keeping that core in place. You mentioned three very important guys part of the Packers' success. Well, let's talk about your draft guy, because it's pretty incredible, very comprehensive, and had a chance to page through it through it online. Talk about the effort you've had in doing this, and how long you've been doing it.
Thank you very much. At CheeseheadTV.com, what we do is we put together a digital draft publication, not the kind you go to the magazine rack and buy on the stands. It's totally digital. You read it on your computer, your laptop, your iPad, your Kindle. What we do is we send it out in PDF form, and you read it. It's 99 pages of advertising-free content, fully focused on the Packers draft. We analyze and rank over 300 prospects. We have an entire 3-round mock draft. We have feature articles. The list goes on about what we provide. We have a top 100 list of players ranked regardless of position, just who we think the top 100 players are in the draft. And that's what we do. We think it's a bargain. It's $5.99 if you buy it at CheeseheadTV.com.
$5.99.
$5.99, advertising free, I might add. So we think it's really a bargain, and think anybody who likes the NFL draft will love it.
How long have you been doing this?
This is our second year, actually, putting it out in PDF form, publication form. So, we've always had draft features at our website, but yeah, this is the second year we've actually put together, a publication, got a bunch of writers together to watch film, analyze the prospects, rank them, and then write about them. So, we're very proud of this project, and we think people will love it.
How many people take part in this?
Oh, I think there's about 10 of us all together. So, I kind of act as editor, and I try to round up a lot of people I know who follow the NFL draft very closely, other bloggers, other people who write for our website at CheeseheadTV.com. We kind of split it up, okay? I used to be a safety, so I kind of take a look at the safeties. Other people are more comfortable, okay, you take the offensive linemen, you take the linebackers, whatever. And we all kind of split up the duties, write articles, and put it all together.
That's incredible. I mean, just the collaborative effort of something like this, it's having the initiative to start something like this is pretty cool. I mean, we see a lot of draft guides come out every year, but, I'm usually seeing things in the neighborhood of $30, $40, $50. And, to hear something that's specifically tailored to a team and what they might do, and just taking a look at the prospect field as a whole, just to give you kind of an idea of what is out there and who they might pick, to have it tailored to your team for $5.99 is pretty incredible.
Yeah, we really do think, you have to make it affordable, otherwise people aren't going to buy it. But at the same time, we're giving them quality content for the money they spend.
And you look at what you do at CheeseheadTV.com, talking to Brian Caravu, and a lot of your content there, obviously, is free. You can click on there, and you can read stuff. You listen to podcasts. What you do there, a lot of that, it's there because you guys enjoy doing what you do.
Exactly. We love what we do. I try to put up an NFL draft feature almost every day. I went to the NFL Combine this past February and interviewed as many prospects as I can. Today, you go to our homepage, you'll find a feature article on Alabama linebacker Dante Hightower. He's going to go be a guy who comes off the draft board right around where the Packers pick at number 28, somewhere late in the first round. So we tried to do a lot. We've got an interview with the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, Daniel Muir, the defensive lineman free agent they signed last week. We're going to have him on a podcast tomorrow. So all sorts of content there at CheeseheadTV.com.
And it's incredible, because I've done this with other people that come from what we would call non-traditional media. That would be people that aren't in regular, you know, broadcast TV, broadcast radio, newspapers, and people that have done things with blogs, with websites that have really branched out and done a good job of covering things. And I know you see all the testimonials you guys have on the websites and all that, but what you guys do is pretty incredible. And it takes a real dedicated group of fans and people who, you know, just follow the game and love following the game. It takes a lot of you know, initiative and dedication to keep something like that going. And I got to be honest, sometimes I'll find myself, you know, I'll find myself lost in your site just for hours, and I'll admit to you, and you can make fun of me for all you want, but I'm not actually a Packers fan, so I actually find myself lost in a site about a team that isn't my primary team to root for.
Well, we find that very kind that you would read it so much, but yeah, I mean, that's what we do it for. I mean, we're fans ourselves, and you know, it's a passion of love, and we love writing about the Packers and football in general, and following the NFL draft. And you mentioned earlier, I mean, there is no off season in the NFL. I know there's fans out there who love talking about football right now, even though it's March, you know, it's the middle of March Madness right now, but there's people out there that love to talk football, mm-hmm. love to read about, you know, the off season, how teams are changing, how they're shaping up, what kind of personnel moves they're going to make. So that's who we cater to.
Definitely, yeah. We're talking to Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Obviously, there you go. CheeseheadTV.com is where you can go to see his work. They have that draft guide out there, the digital draft guide available at CheeseheadTV.com for $5.99. That's $5.99. That's not $599. That's not $59.90. $5.99. You can download it there at CheeseheadTV.com. Terrific work as always, Brian. And I guess if you're at all curious, I could tell you about why I actually don't have the Packers as my number one team, despite having, you know, grown up in Wisconsin and never have lived in a place other than Wisconsin my entire life. But I don't know if you have time for that today, but it's a really dumb story. It's I'll tell it to you sometime. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
No problem. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, right there.